שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Kabbalah, from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Inheritance of the Land, item 8. This is also found in the book A Sage's Fruit.
We're reading.
So we're reading from A Sage's Fruit, page 242, item
8.
Now it's clear, now we can understand the Creator's answer to Abraham's question, by what will I know, etc. Abraham's question was because he saw in the Spirit of His Holiness the great amount of good reward that Israel is destined to receive by inheriting the land, since observing the mitzvah depends entirely on the land.
Land is called desire, because the corrupt desire, the big desire before us that we don't know yet. But Abraham saw the end of correction, how all of this will be corrected in order to bestow. The desire itself wasn't revealed because the desire is small. What does it mean that he sees in the Holy Spirit? That he depicts to himself, it's depicted to him how should be the correction of all the vessels. So it wasn't clear where people in this the level and the degree of this world of animal, where would make vessels from, how such a huge vessel will appear in them.
Not
in the degree of nefesh, ruach, or the final naranchai, where would it come from? How will it be? So what was the answer that he got? And of course, there's a place where we can earn the broken vessels, that they appear in us, revealed in us, and we have to be integrated in them, and in that integration we feel the descent, the fall, and we're not just found in the negative qualities. They appear to us as good qualities initially. Like in Egypt, 7 years of abundance and plenty. What is revealed? Oh, I succeed. I receive a reward. Everything is good until I discover that these qualities in me don't bring me good, but bad, actually. Why? Do we stop enjoying this world? No, we can't enjoy this world when our desire grows qualitatively. Not that Pharaoh didn't give them the meat and garlic and fish, as they later complained in the desert. Where are those fish we used to eat in Egypt, etc.? It wasn't that they were missing any of that. 7 years of famine, of hunger, means that the desire that is growing in them, they're starting to criticize the 7 years of abundance, of satiation. That's how we advance. First we're impressed, then we're accustomed, then we leave it, and then we don't want to even enjoy it. Those are the stages in each and everything. Even if I buy something great, then I enjoy it for a time, and then I treat it as something average, and then I, you know, start disregarding it, and then I let it go completely. That's how we advance. And the same is happening with respect to the goal. That's why he's saying, where will they get it from? So the Creator promised to him, I will provide them the growing will to receive. They will keep this looking down at what they had before. They would want more and more until the will to receive will grow tired of the will to receive, until they wouldn't even agree to receive what it's giving them. Why? Because the Rishimo from the degree of Adam, men, will appear in them, similar to the Creator. They would want to receive that from me. they would want to feel who is the one making the decisions. So in Egypt, they will discover inside their ego that there is someone that accompanies them, that controls them, that pulls them towards a certain goal. They will discover that, maybe not clearly, as a pillar of smoke, or pillar of fire, or pillar of cloud, they will discover it. They will begin to feel that there is something there that is determining for them. And in this way, I will draw them from Egypt. And of course, in such a way that I work on their egos, and by that I will advance them. Then Abraham relaxed. Because in truth, if the desire doesn't develop inside a person, what goal can he accomplish without the desire? And the desire can be developed only from within the awakening of the Creator, or a person after being included in the group is awakening these desires by the environment. The environment is the causing factor, as we learned. So he got the answer and calmed down. What's next?
And therefore, this is why Abraham, the patriarch, wondered, but what will I know that I will inherit the land? That is, how will I know that the children of Israel will be rewarded with such great reward in such great abundance? From where would they have big vessels fit for such wondrous reception? In that regard, the Creator answered him, your seed will be a stranger and will serve them and will torment them for 400 years. For then they will have great labor in Torah and mitzvot. This is when he understood that in this way they will certainly obtain the great vessels of reception, and the reply was completely satisfactory.
Because the great will receive, called Pharaoh, will appear in them, this vicious desire in order to receive, and they will also be able to receive the means to correct it with and to invert it, which is the Torah, the reforming light in it, the light in it reforms, and that's exactly how it will be. I created the evil inclination, which is our desire, Pharaoh, Egypt, doesn't matter how to call it, the ego in us, and I've created the Torah as a spice, which is the reforming light, because the light in it reforms, and then you have two. You don't need anything more than that, only to work. And in the work, it's important what you do. Either you work to receive a reward, or you work to bring contentment to the Creator, to be in equivalence of form with Him. And that's the difference here between the degree of the beast, the animal, that works in order to receive a reward, and the degree of man that wishes to become similar to the Creator from this work. And this is the difference between religion and Kabbalah.
Item 9. It follows from our words that inheriting the land requires great preparation, since the virtue of Torah and Mitzvot depends entirely on that. As through it, one is rewarded with all the abundance and the benefit that the Creator has contemplated with regard to all the souls of Israel before he created them. This is also why Abraham the patriarch was perplexed and did not understand from where would they take such great vessels as to be rewarded with the holiness of the land. Finally, the Creator told him that laboring in Torah and Mitzvot in the Egyptian exile will provide them with these great vessels, and they will be fit for the Holy Land.
Meaning these vessels, these desires in order to receive, if you return them in order to bestow, then instead on the land of Canaan, it came down to Egypt, to such a minus. From the desire called land of Canaan, from Babylon, you reached a desire called Canaan, Eretz from the word Ratzon, desire. Then you went down to Eretz Mitzrayim, land of Egypt, the desire of Egypt, meaning your desire became even worse. You received such work in a spiritual work. It's a group of Abraham who started from Babylon to enter the land of Canaan. it connected after connecting, and after connecting, it started to feel in their connection burdening. That's called Egypt. Then it started working on itself even more until it reached a state called exiting from Egypt, rising above it to Chofetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, the degree of the desert. That's the transition between Egypt and Israel. And then they came to the land of Israel, where you acquire the quality of bestowal. Then you return to working with the desire again, that egoistic desire that has to be converted to in order to bestow. This is called the conquering or conquest of the land. You have seven nations there, seven desires that are all in order to receive, very vicious, and we have to conquer this desire so it becomes in order to bestow. That's the work called the conquest of the land of Israel.
A student from Spain is asking, who will inherit the land? Who is the one that will inherit the land? We're talking about inheritance of the land. Who will inherit the land?
Aretz, land is a desire. And the one who inherits is the one who receives help from above, from the reforming light, receives the power that he is able to now work with this desire, called the land of seven nations. So he can work with this desire in order to bestow.
So what, it's a desire in me? Or it's in the ten?
It's a desire inside the ten, among the friends. In me, there's only desire of the beast. More than food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, there's nothing in me. However, desires that exist between us, that's what we consider. That's what's considered the connection between the members of the group.
A different question. Dima from Moscow is asking, what does it mean to do Torah and Mitzvot in Egypt that he talks about here?
To keep the Torah and Mitzvot in Egypt is to the extent we're able to engage in it in order to receive, we keep it, meaning connection between the friends. Of course, this all refers to the connection between us. If we know that they're all in order to receive, they're all egoists, there's no bestowal in them whatsoever. But nonetheless, we try and try. That's the work of Egypt. At first, it's not work. It's like some form of paradise. We discover that, oh, we have a group, we have everything, we can do a lot and good. Those are 7 years of satiation, followed by 7 years of hunger. We see we're unable to reach it. We understand that we cannot reach the goal. We cannot advance. That this work is going against the desire. Like that.
Ken.
He says here that all of the segula of the Torah and Mitzvot are due to the thought of the Creator. So
naively, don't say about Abraham. Right, so you see a Kabbalist who sees the end of correction, and he asks, how can that stage can be reached? So you don't know how he saw it. He writes it in the spirit of holiness. We have to understand what does it mean, the spirit, ruach. Why not yechida of kodesh, of holiness, or chaya of holiness, or neshama? Why is it only ruach?
No,
it doesn't matter. When he sees the end of correction and he asks, how can they reach such a degree? Those are great vessels and great lights. The Nahal Chai and Kachabzon, completely. So the Creator says, don't worry, they'll acquire those vessels. And then later I'll give them correction. And they'll arrange their vessels in such a way that they will receive it. Meaning, they can't receive the vessels ready-made, because in the ready vessel, they'll feel the degree of beast. To feel in it the degree of, at the end of correction, the degree of Adam, of man, they have to feel the minus and correspondingly the plus. They have to discover the contrast, the difference between reception and bestowal. And I will give them the opportunity to do it. They'll work and they will get it.
So what is this large vessel? How can each one reach it, and what does it even mean?
A great vessel means that there's a great difference between the state of in order to receive and the state of in order to bestow.
Let's say we need to reach the state of large vessels.
Right.
How do we reach it? That's the question.
If you will be ready for it, you'll receive a bigger vessel. You'll be in a greater minus and darkness. And if you determine that this darkness is the light in itself, you will have such a difference between the darkness and the light that you determine in your attitude if it's darkness or light.
What does it mean to have a large vessel? What? To get blows? To get trouble?
No. Great vessel means a feeling of great coarseness, great aviut, of how much I'm remote from bestowal.
What does one get from that?
It gives me the opportunity, the possibility to understand how distant I am from bestowal and the path I have to go through in order to reach bestowal. You will receive the answers if we continue. Please, item 9.
It follows from our words that that inheriting the land requires great preparation. Since the virtue of Torah and Mitzvot depend entirely on that, as through it one is rewarded with all the abundance and benefit that the Creator has contemplated with regard to all the souls before Israel had created them.
Meaning by the work in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning by the correction of Torah and Mitzvot, with the reforming light that shines on us, on the condition that we are in the nice, correct attitude in the group, that we want to correct the attitude, the relationship between us, between all 10 friends. They demand a reforming light. We correct the connection between us. In this connection, we discover Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Chaya Yechida, in this way 125 times until the end of correction that Abraham saw in the Spirit of Holiness.
That this is also why Abraham the patriarch was perplexed and did not understand from where would they take such great vessels as to be rewarded with the holiness of the land. Finally, the Creator told him that laboring in Torah and Mitzvot in the Egyptian exile will provide them with the great vessels and they will be fit for the Holy Land.
So the prepared vessels are ready. We don't know what it means to prepare the vessels in the exile of Egypt. But the vessels are ready in the shattering of the vessels in Egypt. Everything is ready. What do we have to do now after all of this? Is to determine between us to the covenant, to agree and to enter the mutual connection between now and the end of correction. Everything is only between in the tents, and the Creator arranges these tents. It depends only on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah that we're doing, and then the people who are ready for it appear, and then everything is in our hands. That's what Abraham received as an answer. Next.
Item 10. This is perplexing. It is one thing with regard to those who engage in Torah, but what about those who engage in worldly matters who are not at all prepared to engage in Torah?
Let's say you talk about Israel. It's a small group out of all of humanity that will reach the end of correction. What do you do with all the rest? They didn't receive the Torah. They don't understand. They don't know. They don't care what will happen with them. So those called Israel go through recognition of evil called Egypt. We're not talking about the corporeal people of Israel, rather those who are drawn towards the Creator, Yeshalkel, the revelation of the Creator, and then they discover that they are in such a growing of the ego called Egypt, and they correct it, and in its place discover the corrected desire called Land of Israel, and in it they discover the Creator, as it's written, the Creator dwells always in the Land of Israel. That's how it is. The question is, what happens with the rest? People who don't know, who don't understand. It's not a question of if there is Jews or not Jews. Rather, the rest of the world, except for that group that's ready and willing to continue until the end of correction. So what does he write about that?
Item 11. The answer is that this is why they said in the above-mentioned commentary that Israel are not redeemed before they are all in one bundle. It is so because all of Israel are actually one body, and each organ has its unique role. For example, the head contemplates intellect and reason, the hands work and provide nourishment for the head, while the head itself does not have to work. It does not need it because the hands are quite sufficient. Likewise, the hands do not need to contemplate how to work, because the head is quite enough for this. Item 12. If Israel become one bundle, like a single body, where the workers who are the hands provide for the head, then the labor and sorrow of those who engage in Torah and work will compensate for the workers. And this clarifies the commentary, Israel are not redeemed until they are all in one bundle, and a Redeemer has come to Zion.
Meaning, if each and everyone functions according to what he is, then ultimately we reach one body called Adam, and that's how we conclude our corrections in one single body called Adam, similar to the Creator, Dome Labore.
I think
it answers everything.
Abraham is a state of chesed when he asked this, chafetz chesed?
I don't know, it's not written. Working according to the questions.
Can I ask another way? This state that he asks about, this is a question that's supposed to awaken in us, in our development, that we reach this state of Abraham?
It's a general question about our path. How do we reach the inheritance of the land? How the entire vessel reaches that?
I hope it's not the chutzpah the question, but why doesn't Abraham have to go down to Egypt? Why doesn't Abraham have to go down to Egypt?
Why doesn't he enter? Everybody enters. You're asking about him like a person? Or like a state in the general vessel? The general vessel called Adam HaRishon that was created, shattered. This vessel, in it, among its parts, a shattering was revealed. What does it mean, shattering? That light that used to connect these parts became darkness. Became darkness. So that light, I'm telling you again, where was the ego created from?
The
light that connected all the parts became darkness, rejection. First, it was the place of connection. Adam HaRishon was connected in all its parts, although it was katnut.
parzuf shenikra katan.
So we have a parzuf called katan.
Ma ze katan sheitzlo oved rak
chelek ha'elyon. That for him only the upper part works. That's it. That's katnut.
Rak galgalta ve'inayim.
It's achap, doesn't work.
The Adam Arishon.
That's Adam Arishon.
Achar kach makara. Makara.
What happened next?
Kan ze yesh lecha nefesh ruach. Vekan ze en lecha klum. Be'achap.
Here you have nefesh ruach, and b'achap you have nothing. Katnut. Smallness. Then a great light comes. And that light gives Adam HaRishon a feeling that it's both in Gagalta Ve'enayim and Achab, great desires appear. That becomes complete ten sfirot. And then the Naran Chai appears. And then after it appears before him, it appears to him that he cannot receive in order to bestow. And then this light, all of this light, departs. And instead of what he had, nefesh ruach, nothing was left. Empty.
Rek.
Empty.
Ve'matzav hazeh nikra shvira.
And this state is called shattering.
Ochet.
Or sin. Sorry.
Huh? וזהו. עכשיו מה השאלה? נגלה כאן הכלי. כלי הגדול.
So what's the question? The vessel appeared here. The great vessel.
המצב הזה, איך נקרא? מצרים.
Meaning that state. What is it called? Egypt.
זה רק התחלה. כן? איך מתגלה?
It's only the beginning. How is it revealed? It's revealed in the group where you work and work. Oh, hold on. This is Adam HaRishon in the preparation. Now, what about us? When we discover it, discover what? Let's say that 10 is the vessel of Adam HaRishon.
It
begins to appear, to be revealed.
Keter, Chokma, Bina.
Keter, Chokma, Bina. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet.
Netzach, Od.
Netzach, Od. Yesod. And Malchut.
Yesod ve Malchut.
Yesod and Malchut.
Anachnu migalim beze, kin? Ze gvutza.
And that we discover, that's the group.
Anachnu migalim beze, et avoda shelanu. Kan ze yichol liyot.
In that we discover our work. Here can be another sfira, dat.
Kach anachnu ovdim.
That's how we work.
אז כשאנחנו רוצים להתחבר לכזאת, לכזה מצב, אנחנו מרגישים את עצמנו
connect in such a state, we feel ourselves that we're in Egypt. There's ego between us that doesn't let us connect, no matter how much we want. then we reach a state of we need Torah. And we need the reforming light. So that light will influence us as surrounding light, Om Makif, and then gradually we grow. What can you ask here? Tell me.
So
it means actually we're still in Egypt.
We're not yet in Egypt. Not yet. Or you could say, yes. Look, what does it mean 7 years of satiation? That we feel how much we can profit from the connection between us. And then through lack of connection between us. What is connection? Egoistic connection. It's Pharaoh. He says, please, come. We'll have a great time together. Pharaoh invites them to Egypt. He knows Joseph. He wants it. This working connection is good. Let's connect. And then when we begin to connect more and more and more, the work of Israel in Egypt was, as it's written, was very pleasant for the Egyptians and for Pharaoh. They brought great prosperity to Egypt. But what happened next was, and that's, by the way, how it always is the case where the people of Israel are there. They bring great prosperity until the locals begin to hate them and expel them. It's the exact same story as in Egypt, the exact same story. That in the first part, we discover how good it is for us to be in Egypt, meaning to be in the work of connection between us in the ten. That's all in the ten. There's no more than a ten. As I wrote here, it's the work of Egypt. That's with Pharaoh, the servants of Pharaoh, it's all in there.
And then
after 7 years of satiation, we begin to feel it's not for us, we want more. Meaning we gradually discover through our work, although it's only in order to increase the ego, but we're working in the ten. And that's why it turns out that if we, even egoistically, if we work in the ten, even egoistically, according to the laws that Abraham gave us, meaning what Rabash is writing for to us, the same laws, then it turns out that we come to a state where and the people of Israel side from the work. What does it give us? We become smarter, wiser from the reforming life, from our development. And then we see that we don't feel good. We feel bad. The desire that dwells among us is Pharaoh. He begins to appear as an enemy, not as a friend. And that's the meaning of and the people of Israel side from the work. Why do we work? Well, what are we doing? There's no purpose. We attain nothing like that. Again, the will to receive. Again, the will to receive. We develop until we can't stand it. And then the collision begins between our ego that we hate, that it prevents us from connecting, and the desired state, but we want to be connected in order to discover the Creator instead of Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the posterior, the backside of the Creator. It's the same intensity, same power, except opposite. That's it. And we have to reach a state where we hate that so much so that we'd rather die. And then the Egyptians in us, my ego, in its 10 fundamental points, starts receiving blows. That's the meaning that my Pharaoh is receiving blows. And after I attain that state, where he truly does all the, you know, he causes me all the harm, then I'm willing to escape, to run away from that state between us called Egypt, and turn that state between us to be called the land of Israel. Pure, absolute bestowal. But at least to escape the previous state and come to, as he's writing, the occasion around Mount Sinai, by the Arvut, by the receiving of the Torah, and the reforming light. And we begin to enter the correction of the connection between us. It's divided into Galgalta Ve'enayim, the correction of Galgalta Ve'enayim, Katnut, smallness, called Midbar, desert, and the correction of the Achab, Gadlut, adulthood, called Israel. And that's only towards the group. That's why it continues in item 10. And this is perplexing. It is one thing with regard to those who engage in Torah, but what about those who engage in worldly matters, aside from that group that engages in Torah, meaning in connection, love of friends, and so on? What about the rest? How will they rest? The rest will reach love thy friends thyself as the purpose of creation. So he says, don't worry, that group would work. They would connect to that group, and they will perform these actions like a body with respect to the head. Meaning, you will still need to work. You'll need to give them what they need in order to perform the connection, carry it out, and they will do it. That's the path. And specifically, when they do it, it will draw great lights, because we are few of the people. We just work on Katnut. But thanks for the others connecting to us, all the parts called Guf, then we're rewarded with Gadlut. So Ahab also enters the world.
That's why it seems to me the state that we're in now. We're in a state that we've reached this satiation of the pleasures of Egypt, and we're trying to do the work here so we can really exit Egypt.
Yeah, to some extent we are, it depends on the states, but also aside from the state, depends on the people and the groups. So we're in the beginning, the middle, and also towards the end of the exodus from Egypt. Also we're before the agreement of the covenant and Arvut. Yes, that's it. Moti, Tzvika, send him the mic.
You spoke at the beginning of the lesson that the Ubar develops without order, once below and once.
Of course, there's order, but we're not aware of it. Where is that order coming from? When we studied this, the study of the Sefirot, part 11, 12, 13, we'll find out why the embryo develops in this way. According to the structure of the soul, it's clear.
Based on the questions, friends, if we feel in Egypt or not, then can there be such states that we're in Egypt and then in Bavel, then we go to Canaan and then again to Egypt?
Yeah, of course. For the time being, we're going through all the states. And we have to understand that we're also part in it because of the general correction. If it wasn't for the general correction, we would have been like Kabbalists that were before us. It was relatively easy to attain spirituality in past generations. We have a horrible burdening of the heart because we are carrying with us this, the weight of the entire humanity. Look how much strength, money we spend in dissemination, everything. But without it, you know, we can't do it. Because the Rosh, the head that we have today, would not develop unless you carry the body behind you. So, to some extent, you need to bestow, you need to do articles. Look, the internet started developing exactly, so we'll be able to do it.
Do we need to expect help from the body, or just to...
No, we will receive the help. Positive or negative, we will see, but we must have help. Chicago.
No. We want our dear friends from Haifa who are on duty with us, Haifa 10 number 2, to give us the daily task.
Hello, friends, the 10 on duty today. Chicago, Azerbaijan, Haifa, Petah Tikva 10 number 15, and the virtual group of North America. And the role for today is... The 10 will bring its mutual... Chisaron, and we'll bring it to the Zohar lesson. Again, the daily task, every 10 discusses throughout the day how to ascribe this new state as an opportunity to bring the Creator to sign the covenant. The 10 will bring this mutual result and the mutual deficiency to the Zohar lesson. Today, Zohar lesson, 6:30 p.m. with Rav Lightman. You're welcome to join, thank you, and have a great day. Or night. Song.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי אתה אחרי הזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי אתה אחרי הזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה הוא נאמן. אשרי בניו, אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה הוא נאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.